Police in Brisbane have detained a 36-year-old man wanted over the embezzlement of $16 million from Queensland Health. Joel Barlow was found overnight at an address in the inner Brisbane suburb of New Farm. He's being questioned by police at the moment and is in custody. No charges so far have been laid. The Prime Minister is expected to announce changes to her front bench this morning. The reshuffle might see Robert McClelland moved out of the Attorney General's position, and Chris Evans is also tipped to lose workplace relations. Bill Shorten, however, could be in line for a promotion, while Ms Gillard says that Kevin Rudd will stay on as Foreign Affairs Minister. And the latest Nielsen poll shows that the Prime Minister is losing more ground to Tony Abbott. The poll in Fairfax newspapers shows Ms Gillard's approval rating fell 4 points to 35%. While the opposition leader has gained a 4 percentage point lead over Ms Gillard as preferred Prime Minister. An Australian-Jordanian citizen has pleaded guilty to working as a spy for Hamas. Under the terms of a plea deal submitted to an Israeli court, Iyad Rashid Abu Aja admitted to providing services for an illegal organisation. If it's accepted by the judge, he could be released by the end of next year and then returned to Australia. And the federal government says the result of international climate talks in Durban proved that it did the right thing by putting a price on carbon. The world's biggest emitters have now agreed to work towards a global climate agreement.